Times Radio with Matt Chorley.
Yeah, lovely to have you with us. Now, what does your local street name tell you about the country you live in? Scientists have been analysing street names in four major cities: London, Paris, Vienna and New York, to get a sense of who we like to celebrate. To talk more in detail and reveal what it is all about, Marios Constantidis is research scientist at Nokia Bell Labs and a visiting fellow at the University of Cambridge who's been collating the data. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon there, and thanks for having me.
Not at all. Nice to have you with us. So let's sort of pick, what are the main differences? How do the Brits compare to the French or the Americans when it comes to naming their streets?
Well, there are certainly similarities, but also striking differences, as you said. So let me start with the similarities first. One thing that was consistent across the four cities was that the gender bias. We clearly saw all these four cities to be gender biased, and the highest female proportion of streets named after a female figure was in Vienna, and that figure followed by London, which was peaked at 40% in the 80s. As for differences, we observed clear patterns in the representation of professions. Paris and Vienna, for example, have always been dominated by artists or writers, while we saw trends celebrating the royals in London, and politicians or military professions.
Oh, that's interesting. So we've got King George Street and Wellington Street and all that sort of thing in London. But artists, it's true. You can't really think of the same way of sort of British artists being celebrated in street names.
Sure. So on average, consistently throughout centuries, we saw this trend of celebrating the royal family, politicians and military professions. And in a sense, this speaks to the British tradition of honouring the royal family or people of power. But as you rightly said, more recently, we saw a shift towards renaming patterns towards artists. And this might speak to the more contemporary image of the city, I would say.
What made you... Helen has just messaged in saying, why Vienna and not Munich? London, Paris, New York, Munich, everybody loves pop music. But why choose those? Why choose those four cities in particular?
Well, first of all, ideally we want to map the whole world. But you know, to collect this data, there are difficulties and challenges to collate all this data. So the reason for focusing on these four cities, first of all, is one, by looking at these four cities, one can reflect back to the last century, different movements from artists and so on, inspired the whole world. And also the second point was availability of data. So we started slowly from Paris, then we added another city, and so on. But ideally, one can map the whole world and replicate our stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I just wonder, in an age of re-examining history, statues, buildings, and that sort of thing, is there a trend to renaming streets? Because I suppose the risk is, if you name a street off of, you know, after a landmark or something, it's not so much an issue. But if you are naming it off of naming streets after historical people, whether they're royals or artists or military people, there's a risk that, you know, further down the road there might become figures of controversy. Are we seeing roads, streets being renamed?
Well, there are some movements recently, especially in Paris, for example. There is this group that tries to reinstantiate the place of women in the public sphere. That and this is something that I suppose we will be seeing forward. Also in Madrid, for example, is another example that they're trying to rename streets after the dictator. So as you also point, I guess, naming streets after certain figures or naming it as a void, like landmarks and things, might reveal something about a city's culture and where this city wants to be in the future.
Well, it's absolutely fascinating. Those cultural differences between different countries is really interesting. Thanks very much, Marios, for joining us here on Times Radio, talking us through how street names vary between London, Paris, New York and Vienna. Sorry about that, Helen. Everybody loves pop music.